sitting on the stoop of Mobile Podcast Command. I got the back stoop, which is the back bumper, and I got the front stoop, which is the big door open, and sitting on the mud plate. So this is my little stoop, and this is where I sit, and I am in Fairfield, Iowa. It is early yet. I don't even think it's 5 o'clock yet. I think we're still pretty close to 5 o'clock. So the polls don't even close for 3 hours. I'll just be monitoring and kind of seeing what's happening and commenting as I go. So that's where we stand at 5 p.m. Central in Iowa, Fairfield, with election 2020 coverage for the Bob Davis Podcast, podcast 962. We're finally here, November 3rd, 2020. Thank God. It is great to have Kim Nybo Insurance on board for this crazy trip that I'm having. And you heard, if you listened to the last podcast, the whole experience with putting the wrong fuel in the vehicle, getting towed, going through all that. And thanks to Tammy and the others at Kim Nybo State Farm Insurance. Everything is good. I'm going to get taken care of, and that helps a lot. So, yeah, you hear a lot of discussion and advertising for insurance. Most of the time, it's funny, and it's great, but you don't hear too many personal stories about service. I do them all the time. I do personal stories about Kim Nybo Insurance all the time because, you know, first of all, Kim saved me hundreds of dollars on car insurance. And I've often talked about this insurance agent that I had for 30 years, like a long time. And he kept raising our rates year after year after year, never got a call or heard from the guy. And that is not the case with Kim Nybo or Tammy at Kim Nybo Insurance. So I'm just going to tell you right now, when it comes to right now, a couple things that are going on. And let's talk home insurance real quick. Kim was talking recently about how this is the time to make sure that all your coverages are at the right level for, you know, all kinds of damage, ice dam damage, hail damage, and things of that nature. You can talk to her about it in detail. Proud to refer you to Kimberly Nybo Insurance and endorse the entire team at Nybo. They work as hard as I do. They're in Columbia Heights and Minneapolis, so cars, boats, motorcycles, auto, home, property, business, and life, and insurance against the stupid things men do. 763-571-6111, 763-571-6111, or click on the Kim Nybo at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. Takes you to kimnybo.com. Well, we are really up in the air, as you're going to hear in this podcast, when it comes to what's going to happen with foreign manufacturing and manufacturing in the United States. So a lot of companies throughout the last 3 years have been working on bringing some of their manufacturing back to the United States. Also, inventors, people who are coming up with ideas, people that are getting it done, want to work with manufacturing companies that are simpatico to their ideas. Think about DepoStar, D-E-P-O-T, DepoStar American Design Engineering and Manufacturing. So they have CNC machines, they do design, all kinds of stuff, and very fine electronic work, medical devices, and so forth. Visit their website at depostar.com. Well, it's 5:45 Central Time here in Fairfield, hitting the mean streets of Fairfield. Just saw a Trump car drive by with flags and a couple of people cheering. So I went over and started talking to them, and they didn't want to talk to me. Yeah, this is very much a Democrat stronghold here in Jefferson County, at least in Fairfield anyway. And that's what my experience was when I covered the caucuses. Nice people, but they're Democrats, you know. You know, people don't want to get into political fights. I think that's the big thing, and they are very, very scared of the media. Stick a microphone in their face. The Trump people are very likely not to want to talk to you because they don't know who you are. Like, they want to make sure you're on their side before they'll talk to you. This is why I say that the polling may be understating Trump performance, and I don't know if that's the case with people who are, you know, responding to survey calls, but yeah, they're real nervous about any kind of media. So I didn't record it, but who cares? I can still tell the story. Eventually, I will talk to an actual person besides myself. This is just me interviewing myself. What's your name?
Zindi. I voted today because I strongly feel anymore that we should at least vote at the local level. That's where it really matters.
Right? I agree.
Yeah.
I've been saying that for years. You'd be amazed how many people vote, and they don't vote for any of the local offices, and those are the ones that are the most important.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
This is where we begin to take control.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, they got control over us.
How did you come to Fairfield?
I was living in Puerto Rico, and I wanted to come to school, finish my degree, and...
This is a big change from Puerto Rico, Iowa.
That's what I said. I was like, oh my God, from beaches and palm trees to flatlands and soy fields.
So how long have you had that thing parked over there?
Well, I bought it 6 years ago, and this is the first year that I've actually been able and have the time to put it on the road.
Have you done that?
Yes.
How
I've taken
was it?
Several times. Oh my God, it's so much fun!
You guys ought to see this. It's like a palace. That's a palace over there compared to this thing.
I love it. We have like get-togethers. We've gone to like musical festivals, ayahuasca ceremonies, peyote ceremonies, you know, and just bringing tribe together because
right.
It's time now.
Right. Now, a lot of people are unaware of the whole Fairfield thing with the meditation community. And it's one of the things that makes this such an interesting place
yes.
because you got townies, you got farmers, and then you got everyone
the
who's
roots.
Here for another reason.
Yes.
How do you get along?
Gosh, you know what? For me personally, I get along with everyone. Just because, you know, like I was awakened March 25th, 1995. You know, we all have to go through a basic awakening
mm-hmm.
sooner or later. And why fight it? And the more of us become awakened, the less suffering there will be, right? Because we're all in this together.
So do you feel, you know, that you've heard the saying that if Fairfield likes you, you can't get out? Have you heard that?
Yes. I've seen people come and go and say, I just can't get away. They
I
leave.
Think I'm one of those people.
Yeah. It's going to be like that for me too. Yeah, I love, if I'm going to be in the United States, which I really don't want to be, it's going to be here in Fairfield because I really feel safe here. And because of our state of consciousness collectively in this town compared to other towns, it makes it a better, you know, it's a safer place to be at when the shit hits the fan.
So you think things are going to hit the fan?
Oh, hell yeah.
When's that going to happen? Tomorrow.
Ooh, the way things are happening this year.
It's very odd.
The energies, the vibrations. The Schumann resonance speeding up the way it's been, and especially based on what we do, whether we come together collectively in unison, like global meditations, for example, that's when they notice that stuff happening. And I feel it, like I'm manifesting faster. I have a thought, and before you know it's like, oh crap,
oh, yeah.
You better be careful what you
yes,
think.
Yes, absolutely. I've had that experience more than once.
Yep.
So, yeah.
It's
wow.
great. We must wake up. Yeah.
How does one wake up? What does that mean?
That means to we take our traumas that we've experienced in our childhood and we turn that into medicine, basically. I mean, we are amazing beings. We're here to help those that are advanced on their path, that are already awakened. It becomes more of their responsibility to go back and help the rest of our brothers and sisters to move forward into the pure consciousness, into the what, because in true reality there's only one energy, one source, just oneness.
Who's gonna win Jefferson County?
That's a hard one to say, especially with all this craziness going on during this COVID times. There's so much uncertainty in the air, and that's what I'm picking up. I can't even get through what is going on. Now I think we're being pushed back down. Yeah, there's another lockdown coming.
One of the cool things about election night is that people call you and send you messages and things like that. And my friend Don Anger just sent me, I'm going to play this. And Don, you're going to laugh, but this is Don's message to me this evening. And then I'm going to answer the question because I think it's a great question.
Mr. Davis, Don Anger. Now, I have just one of my favorite memories of you is we shared a studio for a couple of minutes back in the day when one of the Bushes was being elected. It was cool. What I'm getting at is this election night, I think, used to be pretty big in your world. Is it still equally as big? Or now that you're a big shot podcaster guy, is it kind of more just another day or not quite as intense? I hope that made sense. Let me know your thoughts, sir. It's election night, man. It's like an unofficial holiday thing. It's right up there with the Super Bowl, I think. Bye-bye.
Well, I could give you a lot of crap about how things have changed in 20 years and how different it is and everything else. And I'm just going to tell you, I am so bored with this because I'm standing out in front of a courthouse that's 100 years old, and they've been counting votes in there for 100 years here in Fairfield, Iowa. And then the results are announced, and that's it. And we have turned this into this ridiculous, just insane pursuit, obsession with everything these guys say, with everything that happens in every little county and all of the important elements, and everybody's an expert. And you know what, Don? I am bored to tears with it. It is just, it's dead. It is a dead letter. Suddenly now everyone's paying attention because it's like the Super Bowl. Well, I have virtually no interest in the Super Bowl. And it's getting to the point where politics has turned into sports, and I have virtually no interest in that kind of coverage. And I just don't know what to say about it. Is it the same as it was 20 years ago? No, because 20 years ago it felt like something was actually happening. Was something actually happening? I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, something is wrong in this country because we have become obsessed with these things. And it's all because of all of this media that is driven by every little thing that these suzerains, and that's what they are, these elected officials who think that they are gods among men because they have an election certificate, who run around and speak about things and issue these utterances, and then it's reported on. So-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that, and really, the most important guy in every county is probably the district attorney or the state's attorney or, I don't know, pick somebody that actually has something to do that has value, the sheriff. The rest of these people, all they do is talk. And I am sick to death of this because just like the Zindi said earlier in this podcast, a very interesting comment from her, which was, you know, we have to wake up. And my question is, what do we wake up to? And why are people so obsessed with this? I'm getting texts from people that never text me, that never have a question about politics. Suddenly, they're like, all I said was watch Virginia, because Trump's in the lead in Virginia right now, and it looks like it may hold if it's true, you know. And why is Virginia? I mean, that's all these questions. Why is what? They're not saying that. And it's just like, yeah, I don't care. I'm just saying, watch Virginia. I don't know what's going to happen. Probably nothing, but it's interesting. And this is what goes on. We have watch parties for this nonsense, and nobody knows anything. These people don't know what they're watching or the details of what they're washing, brainwashing. So it's hard for me, and I don't want to sound bitter because I'm really not bitter about it. I'm out here on the road, and it's fantastic, and it's wonderful. It's a beautiful night. The moon is up. I love this little town, and such an interesting mix of people. I really don't, and it's painful for me to come here and go into the health food store and see all these people who are usually, you know, hey, how you doing? You should try the granola, man. You know, hey, if you looked at these like spinach tablets, you know, whatever. And they're just in there talking about who's going to win the election. And it's just, it's like, oh, I'm so disappointed in you. You're supposed to be above all that. So that's my response, my brother, to your question. All right, enough of around the town in Fairfield. So in the second half of this podcast, we're going to drill down a little bit and get into a little bit more check-ins and some actual discussions as we get towards the end of the evening here on where we're at. And then we're going to end the podcast with hopefully close to a decision. And it's getting pretty late. So last 2016, as I recall, we were at 1 or 2 or 3 o'clock before we knew what was happening with Pennsylvania and Michigan. So hang on to your hats, as I said before. While I'm at it, I got to talk about my guys at 36 Lynn, the independently owned and operated refueling station in South Minneapolis at 36 and Lindale Avenue South. you know, they can get you a great deal on fuel because they get a great deal on fuel. It's one of the reasons they're busy all the time. But as I said, there's all kinds of community events. But the secret sauce at 36 Lynn is the store. All kinds of great locally sourced products there and great people. They have an awesome Instagram feed and Facebook and everything else. Visit them and see what you think. 36 and Lynn, 36 and Lindale Avenue South, or look them up online at 36lynn.com or click on the 36 Lynn banner at the top of the page at the Bob Davis Podcast. Well, there's always a lot of printing on election night. It's just the way it is. And it's so, I'm very lucky to have my cartridge rolled printer, print cartridge in my printer. And cartridge rolled's great because they can save you up to 30% compared to the big box stores. And cartridge rolled cartridges are guaranteed to perform as good as new. They can get you free delivery on qualifying orders. Some businesses can qualify for free printers. Cartridge World is serving the state of Minnesota and really the universe. From Maple Grove, Minnesota, call them 763-420-6632, 763-420-6632, or click on the Cartridge World banner at the top of the page at thebobdavispodcast.com. It takes you to that store in Maple Grove. Cartridge World, why pay more to print? So what I'm going to do is I've asked some of my friends to check in via messaging. Leave me some audio messages, and I'm going to go ahead and throw them in. Let's start with Dale Ann and Paul.
Here we are in Corcoran, Minnesota, watching the election on election night, November 3rd, 2020. And we have the viewpoint of, you know, an entrepreneur in the entertainment industry, a healthcare professional in the education system. Let's hear what they have to say.
I would say that if you're going to stop the work and you're going to quarantine the healthy and not quarantine just the sick, but you're going to quarantine the entire country and take away the work. If you're going to take away the work, then you have to also take away the bills. Someone has to pay the bills. If you're going to stop us from working and mandate that we can't have work, then you also have to mandate that somebody pays our bills. That's a violation of our freedoms.
Teenagers in particular are not doing well during the pandemic. Go ahead and look at the rates of suicidal thoughts, depression, kids who are failing, kids who don't have access to the things that bring them joy. They used to look forward to sports or social events or even being a good student, and these things are taken away from them. They can't do it. And so the future of our country is in our teenagers, and they don't have the same opportunities that they should be afforded, even though the risk of them having severe issues from coronavirus is so minuscule. We're taking away all of their freedoms too. It's not okay.
Well, I'd mentioned that my friend Mandy has been doing probably, I would say, thousands and maybe even more than 10,000 interviews in the last year up on the range, which is northern Minnesota, which has been this traditional Democrat area. And it's very interesting. If anybody knows a little bit about what is going on up there, and it's very hard for people to understand it, Mandy has pretty deep ties to the range, and I think it's interesting because this is something that a lot of people may not see coming. So I'm going to throw this comment in here too.
All right, this is what I'm seeing here. The TV's news stations or regular news stations will report in real time. When they report these early states coming from the East Coast first, it's to somewhat discourage those who are still out voting. So by the time I got home voting, see, it must have been about 6 o'clock. I started dinner, and by 7 o'clock, the first set of numbers were already rolling in. States were already rolling in from the East Coast, see? And yet they were still a long line out by the polls at my precinct where I voted, where we voted in. And so people are still voting, right? I mean, that means a lot more people are still voting out in the West Coast. See, I think what we've been seeing this trend throughout this entire election is really that, you know, people have made their decision. It's very divisive. It's left or right. There's not going to be a lot of this in the middle this time. The numbers look really high at first because the early votes are in. So they report those. So the news stations report those fast, and it looks like Biden's in the lead because, well, the early votes were Biden people, right? They wear masks. They're scared to go out. They did all their early votes. And I saw this trend while making phone calls to up in the Iron Range. So I knew that trend was coming in, and I'm seeing that. I just find it's funny how they want to do this I don't want to call it exit polling, but this real-life time thinking that they're going to influence how people vote, but the fix is in. Like I said, people are are going to go vote how they're going to vote, and they've got their mindset no matter what, whether they're Republican or Democrat.
We're looking at some numbers in some of these states where they've got to get ready. You know, we're looking at 73% of the vote in Arizona, and Trump is trailing Biden 53-45. Georgia, Trump is actually Biden is trailing Trump 53-45. So Trump has 53%, almost, 53%, Biden 45-46. And Georgia, 75% of the votes have been counted at this hour. Iowa is at 71%. Trump has 51.3% and Biden 47. And then you work your way down to Michigan, which is actually very interesting right now, 47% of the votes. This one's going to come in late. Trump at 54.3%, Biden at 43.5%. Let's see, North Carolina, Trump has been leading with they haven't called it yet at this point, but Trump apparently by this, Trump 50.1%, Biden 48.1% with 48.7% with 100% of the votes in North Carolina counted. They haven't called it yet for Trump. The other state that is really significant, Ohio, Trump with 53.3%, Biden with 45.2% at about 96% of the vote. You know, I haven't pulled the totals for the state, but I don't know how they compare to 2016, but that's significant. I don't know what he won by. But the real big one right now is Pennsylvania with 52% of the votes counted. Trump is in the lead 56.3% to Biden's 41.3%. Then we work our way down to Texas. Texas is up 76% of the votes been counted. Trump is in the lead and it's widening 52% to 46.6%. And here's the big one so far. And this is what we've been talking about. Trump with 51.8% to Biden's 46.7% in Wisconsin with 81% of the votes counted. Are those votes from Milwaukee and Madison? That's going to tell the story in Wisconsin. Now, remember I said earlier, these polls showed very close races. Not literally, but if you know how to look at a poll and understand the margins of error, you had to say that these were close races. And I just noticed, I'm going to finish this comment now because I want to save some time to wait and see how these things come in to end this podcast. You finally saw at the end of the night, you started to see at the end of the day yesterday, some of these sites putting up articles about how, suddenly the battleground states are tightening. What did I tell you 3 weeks ago? What did I tell you five weeks ago? I said these polls are too close to call, and we are seeing that play out regardless of who wins. These are very close races, especially in these key states, and they haven't called them yet, and it's now, let's see, it's almost midnight on the East Coast. Welcome to the cold light of dawn, in which we seek clarity but find none. that is the bottom line. By the time you hear this podcast, we may know, you may know, who the winner of the 2020 presidential election was or is. There's an assortment or smattering of victories and losses in the House and Senate on both sides, but the picture in general hasn't changed too much. The Democrats lost, I think, 3 or 4 seats in the House, and the Republicans gained 3 or 4, which leaves the House pretty much equally divided, something like 180 seats on both sides, give or take. The Democrats still have a majority. And on the Senate, I think it's 43-43 or something to that effect. I don't remember. But the great Democrat landslide, or if you will, a realignment to the Democrat side, and I will call it the Democrat side because these terms like conservative and liberal just simply don't make any sense anymore. So for the time being, we'll refer to the political polls as polarity by party name. And there was no realignment to the Republican side, or better yet, the Trump side. So that's where we're at. And it doesn't matter at this point who wins. And this is not a partisan or an effort to be nonpartisan statement. To a certain degree, this is like the caucus here in Iowa in whenever it was, January of 2020. You're left with this bad feeling that somehow something went wrong. And I'm going to close the podcast with some thoughts about this. So this is a situation where I don't care how much you've studied politics. I don't care what you think you know. I don't even care what your life experience is. You don't know anything, and neither do I. No one, I don't care how high up on the scale you are, can really understand what is going on in a realignment. And I've experienced some of these realignments in business, just in terms of when consumer ideas change, and they change abruptly. You have no way of knowing which end is up and which end is down. And that's where we're at right now. And we're not through it. It's not over yet. If you listen to the people in this podcast, with some exceptions, what you're hearing is, with one exception, you're hearing people say, the government has to do this, the government has to do this, the government has to do that, in order that we can avail ourselves to the opportunities, as though there's a sense of entitlement. And in a storm like this, there's no sense of entitlement. And in that sense, the most intelligent comment, the most intelligent and aware person in this podcast is Zindi, who most of the people that I know in politics would just go, well, you know, what kind of crazy stuff is that? Maybe so, and maybe not. She's the one that said, we're going to get hit again. She's the one that said, it's time to wake up, and it's time to realize that no one is coming to help. You have to help yourself, and you have to help others. Once you have helped yourself and become, shall we say, enlightened, you have to help others. So people will say, I'm a conservative, or I'm a liberal, and I identify with these cultural hallmarks of a particular way of thinking that they think is this or they think is that. But what is it all really? I don't see a political philosophy in the United States. I see a United States confused, a United States that doesn't want to try to understand the political process. Today and in the next few days, if you're a Democrat, you're going to be saying that Trump and the Russians figured out some way to steal the election, or you're going to be saying the Democrats are doing what they always do, they're stuffing ballot boxes and so forth and so on. And I could go through a long soliloquy about how both political parties are trying to win. This was a close election. It's still a close election. And everyone's upset because why? Because they didn't read the polls. They didn't listen to my podcast. They didn't listen to people. And there were very few of us who said, that's not what these polls say. This is exactly what happened in 2016, where people thought something was going to happen that did not happen because they thought the polls said that, and they didn't say that. The polls did not say that Joe Biden was going to win by a landslide. The polls said, and I said it 5 weeks ago when I started this, and they have never budged from this, that this was going to be a close election in key states like Pennsylvania and Arizona, and Georgia and Ohio and so on. And that is exactly what has happened, where there's going to be recounts, there's going to be arguments about whether certain ballots should be counted, there's going to be legal fights, because this is an era that we're living through where everything is in contention. And I don't know where it goes. I would say it's an American crack-up, to be quite honest with you. It's a crack-up of the political process. My own personal feeling is, I think the political process, the money process, the business process, the political process in general, and the social processes in general are a complete mystery to people. They believe fairy tales, they believe lies, they believe conspiracy theories, they just believe what they want to believe, and they just want what they want, because it's all about me, it's all about my concerns, it's all about what I think. And damn, the torpedo's full ahead, or it's my enslavement to a particular political philosophy, meaning as an individual, not me, but people in general, that make it almost impossible for them to make a fair judgment. The best thing I ever did was stepping away from this process and saying, this is really a distraction. because I don't think America can handle democracy such as it is. I think there's too much democracy in this country and not enough republic. And I think it's you're expecting people to understand things they cannot, will not ever understand. You're expecting them to have a full grasp of a political process they're not going to be able to understand. Listen, it is the right of any candidate to challenge the count if he or she chooses. It is the right of any political party to challenge the count and employ legal assistance to challenge election law in these states where they feel that they have a chance. And that is what they're going to do. And they're going to drag it out as long as they can because they are struggling to gain power. They're not going to sit there and go, you know, you go ahead. You're the best thing for the country. They're going to fight. Trump's going to fight. Biden's going to fight because they see a chance at power to do what they want to do. Not what you want to do. Not necessarily what the American people want to do. I have never heard such crap since 2016, but I've never heard such crap from all of these candidates this year. I don't care who they are. I have never heard such a pile of stinking manure of nonsense and rhetoric and made up things on both sides about what they're going to do and how they're going to help, and we're going to give you this and we're going to give you that, and we need a bigger stimulus, and we're going to fix this, and we're going to make things great again. And people are looking outside themselves for someone to make things right. And we're going through a crisis, and that's how it is. And so that's where we're going to leave it. One of these guys is going to be president at the end of the day when it's all said and done. After all the challenges and all the efforts to recount and all the discussion about which ballots get counted and when all that is over, somebody's going to be president. And we're either going to have to move on or we're going to be stuck. And some people are going to be disappointed and some people are going to be thrilled. And what we do with that is the mark of the United States as a people. It's not the election, it's what happens after the election that really shows who we are. So we'll see about that. All right, on the road, donations are so important as we begin this process of networking with new people and old people, people I've networked with for a long time, starting the process of networking with new people in different kinds of businesses to serve the Bob Davis on the road effort. And I want to thank a number of people for their donations. Let's see, I got to thank Jason, $50. I got to thank Katie, $200. I was shocked. That was so great. And a ton of other, donations, which I've talked about a little bit in the past few days. Don't forget to subscribe to the Bob Davis Podcast on iTunes. They're available on Spotify, which is the best bet if you have a Android device. And really, Spotify is a great option, but I prefer that you subscribe to the Bob Davis Podcast on iTunes. Also, right off the page at the BobDavisPodcasts.com, you got streaming as a choice, or you can listen to any one of the podcasts individually. And don't forget the Bob Davis Podcast newsletter. Sign up for it because I'm going to be doing even more new stuff, and that's going to be a great platform for me to talk about that for the extra stuff that I'm going to be doing. So I'll be sitting down at some point here to crank out another one of those newsletters. Get your email on there. Go to thebobdavispodcast.com, and right at the top right of the page, you're going to see sign up for the Bob Line. Do your thing there, and you'll be signed up, and you'll be getting a newsletter. So thanks for listening to the Bob Davis Podcasts. Happy Election Day.